This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Milton. Oath Keepers founder Stuart Rhodes has been sentenced for his conviction of seditious conspiracy in the January 6, 2021 riot at the U.S. Capitol building. AP's Sagar Magani has more.
A federal judge has sentenced Rhodes to 18 years in prison, the longest sentence given in any of the hundreds of Capitol riot cases. Prosecutors said Rhodes led a weeks-long plot to keep Donald Trump in power, which in turn led to the Oath Keepers attacking the Capitol. They argued for a 25-year sentence, saying Rhodes remains a threat to democracy. Rhodes told the judge he's a political prisoner whose only crime is opposing those who are destroying the country. The sentence will set the standard as more extremist group members receive their own punishments. Former Proud Boys Chief Enrique Tarrio and other leaders will be sentenced in months to come. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Ukraine's defense ministry says Russian mercenaries with the Wagner Group, our organization, are withdrawing from the outskirts of the city of Bakhmut to be replaced by regular government soldiers. It appears to at least partially confirm statements from the group's founder, Yevgeny Prigozhin, that his forces would be leaving the devastated city on May 25th. The Ukrainian defense ministry says that as of Thursday, the mercenaries remain inside the city. The Ukrainian government also says Russia launched 36 drones against the country in overnight attacks, but that every one of them was shot down without reaching their target. The United States has targeted mid-level al-Shabaab commanders and multiple junior finance officers in Somalia with new sanctions. The U.S. State Department designated five commanders of the Somali militant group as global terrorists. The U.S. Treasury designated 26 individuals and entities. This is VOA News. Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis has officially entered next year's U.S. presidential election. But to face the presumptive Democratic Party nominee, President Joe Biden, DeSantis will have to beat former President Donald Trump. A story from VOA's chief national correspondent, Steve Herman, at the White House.
DeSantis was polling higher several months ago, but his popularity was hurt by his referring to the war between Ukraine and Russia as a territorial dispute, lackluster meetings with wealthy donors, and a perceived failure to connect with individual voters. Trump takes credit for transforming DeSantis from an obscure congressman into a two-term governor. Trump has already warned DeSantis, whom he tried to dissuade from running, he will relentlessly attack his foe, an approach that in 2016 helped Trump vanquish the entire Republican primary field and eventually end up at the White House. Steve Herman, VOA News, at the White House.
Police in Japan's central Nagano prefecture report on Thursday that three people, including two police officers, were killed and a fourth person injured in a knife and gun attack in the city of Nagano, with the suspected attacker holed up in a nearby building. VOA's Jeff Custer has details.
Japanese media say police responded to reports of a stabbing at about 4:25 p.m. local time in Nagano City, about 240 kilometers northwest of Tokyo. A witness told Japanese broadcaster NHK he saw a woman fleeing a man dressed in camouflage clothing. He said the woman fell and the man stabbed her. When they arrived at the scene, police said the assailant opened fire, striking two officers. The woman and both officers later died from their injuries at a local hospital. Witnesses said the suspect, who was also wearing a cap and sunglasses, fled the scene and holed up at a nearby building. Investigators said a fourth person was injured, but their condition is unknown. Residents have been advised not to leave their homes for non-urgent reasons. At last report, the suspect remained holed up in the building, with police wearing bulletproof vests and carrying shields posted nearby. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
An anti-terrorism court in Pakistan handed over 16 supporters of former Prime Minister Imran Khan to the army on Thursday. The 16 are to be prosecuted in military tribunals for their alleged roles in violent protests sparked by Khan's short-lived arrest recently. The 16 suspects include a former provincial lawmaker in Khan's political party, known as PTI. It's the country's largest. Pakistan has rounded up thousands of people, including women, in a crackdown linked to PTI-led political protests. And a car collided with the gates of Downing Street in central London on Thursday, where the British Prime Minister's home and offices are located. Police said a man was arrested on the scene on suspicion of criminal damage. Marissa Milton, VOA News.